Fantastic styles. Here we go. That's a bit of Kenny Staylin from the 70s. And that is Hallelujah anyway. And on air at the moment, we have the fabulous Sophia. Are you there, Sophia?
Yes, hello.
Wicked. You're nice and audible. That's what we like. How's it going?
Good, thank you. Good. Nice sunny day up in Auckland. And yeah, excited.
Stop skiding about the weather up here.
Oh, Christchurch. Hey, you guys had that heat wave last week, right?
Yeah, we did. And it's not too bad. It's kind of fair to middling, but it's good. And I know it's going to be a really cranking day for you when you come and play at Electra Avenue on the 27th of Feb.
Yeah, that's your fingers crossed. Weather makes a difference for festivals. I'm super excited.
Yeah, so Sophia, tell me about yourself. So you're actually originally from Christchurch, is that right?
Yes, I sure am. Christchurch girl.
Christchurch girls, nice. And so you specialise in, of course, bass and trap. Is that be fair?
Yeah. So trap is my favourite, trap and bass music. But like a lot of other DJs, you know, I love a lot of different genres. But yes, trap's my number one.
Wicked. And yeah, so you have been actually doing incredibly well over the summer and doing the summer festival circuit, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been feeling very lucky actually. It's been such a fun summer. Been had to get to see Tauranga and Northern Bays, and it's been really cool actually. Very lucky to be on the festival circuit this year, and especially given the year that 2020 was, felt especially grateful to be able to have these kind of shows in New Zealand.
Well, that's right. And have you noticed that, like, just, I mean, I went to the local, like, Kiwiana Beer Festival last Saturday, and it was rammed, and, like, just festivals are just selling out, like, and I think it's even more so, isn't it? It's just such, COVID's just made such a huge impact.
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone got a lot of, you know, energy burnt up during lockdown and stuff, so everyone's more keen than ever to get out there and make the most of it. And yeah, it's nice to see music and events doing so well. Like, yeah, shows are, new festivals and new shows are just selling out everywhere.
Well, in New Zealand, yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're in the right place.
Yeah, we're so lucky.
Wicked. So what has been like so far? Because, of course, your best moment is going to be Electra Avenue and the RDU a rave place, which has actually gone from a cave, I've just heard, top of the press, to quite a large tent, given, I guess, the demand. So
that's exciting.
It's very exciting. And but what's been one of your sort of your top moments of the summer festival?
It's a tough one. I'd say probably just getting the opportunity to do Bay Dreams in the Mount was pretty cool. It was a really fun day, and it was quite surreal just being around all the, you know, top DJs and other artists that you look up to and stuff, just all hanging out backstage. And got to see Dimension and Friction, not Friction, sorry, Sub Focus, their sets, which was really exciting. And that was a little bit of a pinch me moment. It's pretty cool to be able to travel and do what I love. And, just felt very grateful to be there.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, we did have Sub Focus and Friction. They played at Hagley Park, actually.
You guys got the best. That's the best spot. Hagley Park's so good for stuff like that. Such a good wee little festival, well, show run those guys did.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we had, of course, Canopy in December as well, which was awesome. So tell me about your work. Sort of what inspired you to get into DJing and production? Like, where did it stem from?
Well, I guess I moved to Auckland to do uni probably, in 2015. And it was then I, you know, turned 18, was at uni, started going out and just started seeing all these amazing DJs, and it was actually that year I got introduced to more trap and bass music, which I just had not heard before. We just started going out, and I was loving it, and just got really into it and passionate about it, and that's kind of where it grew. And from there, a couple of friends and I decided to go to Maine's DJ school just for a bit of fun, to learn something new. Yeah, we did like a little night course, just for a bit of fun. And
nice.
I just fell in love. Yeah, I just fell in love with it. Like, I've always loved music and always loved making playlists and hopping on, like, the plugging in on to the aux at parties and stuff. So this was just like a level up, you know. It was fun wee challenge. And yeah, so that was in 2016, 2017. You know, I was just in the bedroom practicing, and got the chance to go to Fiji and play Spring Break Fiji through George FM, and that kind of was my first. It was like my first big gig, and just been grinding since then. Just love it, and just had fun with mixes, and just keep trying to get myself out there, and here we are.
Oh, fantastic. It's awesome that you went to Mainz in Auckland, because I work for Mainz in Christchurch.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. It's such a good, very lucky that we had these kind of, you know, schools and diplomas and resources available, because, I mean, you can, obviously it's good. You've got so much on YouTube and online now, but it was really helpful to have that, you know,
the
experts
practical.
Around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the practical stuff and just experts to ask questions. And that kind of just, it was good just to have that solid practice, I guess, to really get into it.
Ah, fantastic. And so you're at university. What were you studying? Was it music related or?
Not really. I was doing a Bachelor of Communications, kind of doing a lot of creative industry stuff and, a bit of journalism, a bit of PR, but which is still, like, I still love all that stuff. But DJing was definitely something that, like, where my passion was. So it's been cool to be kind of have what started out as a hobby, really, and now to be able to do it and travel with it and stuff like that.
Wicked. And did you do, like, music at school? Are you from sort of a musical family environment, or was it?
Not really.
No?
It's funny, I wouldn't have believed if, like, as a kid that I'd be doing this now, because I've always loved music and, you know, I've done the typical, you know, guitar and piano growing up, but never really stuck at it, and I never felt like I was gifted with the theory side of things, but always just loved it, and music history and just different genres, and just kind of, you know, through family members and stuff, just that's always kind of been my avenue, I guess, for music. And then it's cool, it was so cool, DJing's kind of perfect for me, because it's like, you know, you get to choose songs you love to play, and you know, it's not, obviously there is a bit of theory and practical knowledge you need, but it wasn't as intense as, say, learning a new instrument or stuff like that. But I would like to get more into production and, like, learn more about that, so that's kind of, I think that'll be the next chapter, I guess.
You'll have to come back to Mainz and do a full-time program.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've looked a couple times. I am tempted.
Oh, wicked. I did ask Lauren Jin, who I spoke to last week. I asked her this she's playing, of course.
I love Lauren.
Yeah. Are you guys friends or, like,
connected? We're both, it's funny, I work for a booking agency, Twice the Hype, and we're both on the roster. I'm on the roster, and so is she. And, we met each other last year, and, we were at Baydreams together. We're coming to Electric Ab together, and, she's awesome, and she's really talented, so... it'll be good. I need to talk to her a bit more about some of her production tips.
Yeah, cool. And I asked her this very question as well. So it was more sort of genre based, but the whole trap, like, genre is kind of, like, bandied around. So, like, how would you describe it, and what attracts, like, why are you into that genre particularly, you know?
It is a good question, because trap is, like, I feel like a lot of people say this about their favorite genre, but it is so broad, and it's so many different sounds come from it, and also it's a relatively new genre, so it is kind of like the last 10 years or so, I guess, so it is kind of hard to pin down what it is. But I think what I do like is it is really heavy hitting, and I love hearing it out and stuff, but also there's so much variants kind of within the genre. Like, you do get some really nice melodic drops and build-ups and stuff like that. So I think it's just, I like the high energy that it brings, and also just combining, like, I like how the freedom you have within it. Like, trap is such a big umbrella, and you can really go from something really heavy and gnarly to something really quite beautiful and, you know, easy to listen to. So
Yeah, so what advice would you give to somebody who's like, oh, I've heard a couple of tracks, oh, I'm really into it, but I don't really know who, like sort of, who were your top, like, sort of influencers and, like, DJs within that moment?
Wow, genre? Yeah, for sure. There are plenty out there, but I feel like the tracks heyday was kind of a few years ago, but there are still some really great producers and artists doing amazing things. So I would probably say... my favourites would be R.L. Grimes, Slumberjack, What's So Not, Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, or Lauren picked Alice in Wonderland too. I'm pleased that you did that one. Yeah,
I think everyone loves her. She's so good, and she has got a really good, some really good songs for sure, and she does really well. And but also locally, we have some amazing trap artists like Montel. 2099, he's been doing really well, and Quicks too. Those are probably my two favorite local guys.
Cool.
But yeah, those are definitely some, there's a lot of names in there, but definitely a good place to start.
Is that kind of, I haven't been to Auckland for ages, shame on me, but is that kind of is that kind of the vibe that's sort of hitting Auckland at the moment? Like, what is the nightlife like?
DJ, to be honest, I feel like trap kind of had its heyday. The prime is kind of in the people who love it. It's probably more like 20, kind of when I was here, so 2016, 2017, like when I first moved here, I mean. But there definitely are some people still ripping it. I'd say now it is generally the nightlife is kind of geared towards either drum and bass or house and tech house and stuff. Those seem to be the two main ones at the moment. Definitely summer, lots of drum and bass at the moment, which is cool.
Oh, that is cool for all, like, just sort of, it's more sort of it's a very Christchurch dominant.
Yeah,
it's drum and bass.
Definitely.
Yeah, because we've sort of got that, we've just had like leaps and bounds, like with the whole techno house scene here in Christchurch, which is quite...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know I always think of Christchurch as, like, all my friends there, they love drum and bass, and, like, I love it too, for sure, and I feel like it's a great one for summer because it's so upbeat and fun, but it's cool, interesting, I feel like tech house and techno, all those kind of genres are really quite popular in the clubs now in Auckland, like, which I enjoy, and I love, like, a fun house set, but doesn't quite hit the same for me.
Doesn't quite hit the same spot, yeah.
No. But, you know, it's nice to see everyone out and about and enjoying the music, whatever that may be.
Yeah, no, that sounds cool. So what can, like, the audience at Electric Ave expect from your performance, Sophia?
Ooh, wow. Definitely it's going to be very high energy. It will primarily be trap, but there is going to be lots of fun ones, lots of remixes, and I'm actually quite excited. I'm definitely going to put a bit of drum and bass in there.
Nice.
Because you can't go wrong in Christchurch with a bit of drum and bass.
Absolutely, yeah. You'll make many friends if you do that. Yes, instantly.
Yes, gotta keep the, you know, gotta keep them happy. Gotta keep the crowd happy.
Yeah, nice stuff. So, now with your music, how do we get in? I've got a few mixes of yours actually on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So, do you have any? Actually, I'm just sort of playing beneath you. That it's your part two, Sundown mix.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice. So, where can people, like, if they want to know more and access your tunes and things? Where do they need to go?
Wow, I would say the best place is probably my website, which is sophiadj.com, and that is a kind of a good resource for just, like, has all my links and any upcoming shows and anything like that. And but SoundCloud is definitely where I post all my mixes and where I find a lot of my music and stuff. So in terms of staying up to date with mixes and stuff, I would go there.
Wicked. And so hopefully after Electric Avenue, would you sort of, what are your future plans? Will you plan to do some of the tours? Like, we've got some really cool venues that have just kind of started up in the last year, like, that are very EDM friendly, which is of course Flux Bar and Hyde and places. So would you keen to come and do a set outside of Electric Avenue as well?
Oh, for sure. I would love that. Like, it's so exciting being able to travel and do this. And, yeah, Christchurch is, like, a big place in my heart. Got a lot of friends there. So it's always, it would be so exciting to come there any time of the year and then be able to do a set.
Wicked. We need to book you.
yes, please. Sign me up. I will get on a plane.
Wicked. So, like, I know we're in February and it feels like it's the middle of the year already, but this is probably slightly redundant, this question, but do you have any New Year resolutions? And, yeah, what are your plans sort of overall for 2021?
Oh, not late at all. I feel like this year is just getting started. It's been such a busy month. But in terms of resolutions and / following summer shows, definitely want to keep the momentum going. Like, it's been so cool to be a part of all these shows and definitely want to make the most of them and try get some more bookings for the year. But obviously, there's only so much you can do to a degree, you know, in the hands of promoters and whatnot. But yeah, in terms of other resolutions, yeah, just bringing all the lessons we all learned from 2020 and just bringing them into 2021, you know, balance and things like that. And but yeah, I'll just see how these shows go and see what happens from there, really.
Wicked. Sounds awesome. Now, before we leave and we roll into your mix here on Girl School, I just want to ask, what advice would you give to a young person, young woman, who's really interested in music but hasn't really sort of DJed before but, you know, is keen to get into it? Like, what would your advice be?
Ooh. Definitely do it, especially if you are a girl. Do not be disheartened. I know it can feel kind of alienating sometimes because it is such a male-dominated industry. In terms of starting out, I would say if you can go to something like Mains, awesome, or if you've got a friend who can DJ, talk to them. Otherwise, YouTube is your best friend. Buy a little mix there if you can. And from there, I would say just try, go out, get your face out there, introduce yourself to people where appropriate, and just have fun. Like, it is hard when you are relying on other people to kind of get you to where you want to go to a degree, but just, yeah, enjoy the journey, learn as much as you can, and yeah, just have fun. Definitely do it. Like, don't let the water stop you.
Wicked. That sounds fantastic. Hey, Sophia, thank you so much for talking to us here tonight, and yeah, looking forward to seeing you at the end of the month. It's not very far away, actually, is it?
I am counting down. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
It's been awesome. All right, let's roll into. So this is Sundown, one of your sets. Is there anything that, yeah, you'd like to say about this when you created it?
That was a fun remix I made during the first lockdown, actually, of last year. So yeah, I had a bit of fun with that one. It's heavy, but I hope you enjoy it. There's a lot of good tunes in there.
Yeah, definitely. All right, let's roll into it. Also, yeah, so thank you. And yeah, we look forward to seeing you at the RDU Rave Place. Actually, what would you call, it's no longer Cave, and that's only just happened today. So we need a new name. So RDU Rave Cave, what would you call it? RDU Rave something.
Oh yeah, I need to have a little brainstorm because I guess it's no longer a cave. Rave stage, rave place,
rave palace, or is it?
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, rave dungeon sounds a bit heavy. I'm trying to
yeah
think.
I like that too.
Need to have a little brainstorm session, put some ideas on the whiteboard.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you go on and sort that out and let us know.
Yeah, I'll have a think. I'll come back to you on that one.
Brilliant. Okay, fantastic talking to you. And yeah, let's roll in. This is Sophia and Sundown, who of course will be at the Rave Place, the Rave Dungeon, and Electra Ave on the 27th of February. Awesome styles. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited for Electric Avenue.
It's going to be awesome.
Sweet as.
All right, you have a fantastic night.
You too. Thank you.